New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
You got problems that you ought to be concerned with. Moolah. You don't know how you're supposed to earn it, or what to do with it, or how to keep it. You're a freak with a dark, shameful secret. But you're not the only one.
Gabe S.
Dunn.
Hello and welcome to Bad with Money, a show about finances and feelings where we don't talk down to you. I'm Gabe S. Dunn. Welcome to our mailbag episode. If you're seeing me, you are on our Patreon, patreon.com/Gabe S. Dunn. Hello, I'm doing little hand signals. I don't know. Whatever, you get it. And if you are just listening, you won't see them. And that, honestly, is probably for the best. So I am going to read your emails that you have been sending. Very exciting stuff. A lot of stuff about Warren Buffett. Also homeownership. So here is our first message. And you can email me at gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. This is from Logan. Hello, Gabe. Enjoy your podcast. I've been listening for a few months. Just listen to the Warren Buffett podcast. You mentioned the cost of the shares and your numbers were off by a bit. Oh, my numbers were off. Okay, interesting. The Berkshire A shares are indeed $500,000, but the B shares are only $350,000, not $300,000. My wife just sold 5 of those shares for a purchase, and I wish they had been that high. Just wanted to add that it's possible for regular people to own these shares, not the super wealthy, or however you classify someone with $300,000 for a share of this. Keep up the great shows, Logan. Oh, okay, that's interesting. So the B shares that allow you to go to the Berkshire Hathaway Capitalist Woodstock, they call it, in Omaha, which you can find out more about when you listen to our Warren Buffett episode. Those are, I guess, 500,000, and then you can also have smaller shares. So good to know. You know, 350 is still pretty high for a stock, gotta say. A lot of the ones that I look at are like 50, but I guess it depends on what you think is high. Okay, this is another email about Warren Buffett. Hi, Gabe. I've been looking forward to the Warren Buffett episode because of his weird connection to my small college in the middle of nowhere, Iowa. I went to Grinnell College in Iowa, which is about 1,700 students. Warren Buffett was on the board from 1968 to 2011 because he was best buddies with Joe Rosenfeld, a wealthy alum who was also on the board. Investing the college endowment was their fun project, and to their credit, grew it from $8 million to over $1 billion. It's close to $3 billion today, which is kind of an insane number for a small liberal arts college with less than 2,000 students. In 2016, he criticized the college in a conversation with Charles Munger. Ooh, Charles Munger, he keeps coming up. If you want to go back and listen to our Warren Buffett episode, Munger's part of that. Saying, I was the trustee of a college that saw the endowment go from $8 million to over $1 billion, but I didn't see the tuition come down, and I didn't see the number of students go up. The college's response was very, "We don't want to piss off Uncle Warren." They said, "We are appreciative of the services Buffett provided the college. We have data to contradict his assertions." Ooh, interesting. The number of students increased by 3 times, and though tuition did increase in 40 years, the college gave out more in grants and scholarships proportionally. I personally ended up with $20,000 in loan debt in 2016, which wasn't bad for the time, considering tuition was $50,000 per year. I do have my ethical complaints about colleges hoarding money while students take out tens of thousands in loans. Grinnell did move to a no-loans model a couple years ago, pledging to meet need through grants and scholarships. They've also been need-blind for many years, meaning they don't look at a family's financial status in admissions. Anyway, I've heard a lot of stories from college alum and staff about how Buffett was an egomaniac and had a savior complex about saving the college. Many alum do put him up on a pedestal and think of him as a benevolent billionaire. At the end of the day, he's still a rich asshole and no one should have the amount of money he has. Lawrence. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to position yourself as the savior of a school and then complain about that school without having any real data to back that up. If you guys haven't listened to the Warren Buffett episode, the conclusion that we basically come to is that he is someone who desperately needs control, desperately needs to seem like the good guy at all times and is obsessed with his image. And so it should come as no surprise that he wanted to invest in a college. But what's interesting is the idea of looking at a college's endowment as a fun project, because that can sort of make or break the school. So in order to be using that endowment to invest for your own, not your own gain, but to use it as something that's just a fun little side hobby for you is pretty sinister. So using a college's endowment as something fun just shows what he thinks of money. Oh boy, can your finances take a hit during the holidays? I've definitely had stuff come up that I, forgot about last minute, gifts for people, realizing I don't have something for someone's plus one or significant other, trying to put together meals. I mean, you can think you've thought everything through for the holidays and oh boy, might it take a while to recover financially. But we all get it. You know what I mean? We're trying to spend time with people and make the most of it and have this magical time that we all look forward to all year long. We spend more than we should during the holidays. Take control of your finances by using a Chime checking account with features like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200, or get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Learn more at chime.com/badmoney. I am notorious for forgetting about automatic payments and then I overdraft. I have had a history of overdrafting my account. It's horrible. There's tons of fees. There's even fees for going below a certain number, even if you aren't overdrafting. It is such a relief to have a Chime account that allows you to overdraft up to $200 with no fees. It's a financial tech company with a sense of community. You can have temporarily increased overdraft limits with boosts from friends. Join the millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress. Chime helps with fee-free overdraft up to $200. Your next deposit is applied to your balance. Get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. No monthly fees or maintenance fees. Over 50,000 fee-free ATMs. To date, Chime has spotted members over $32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. Friends give friends a boost. Eligible members get complimentary boosts to temporarily increase a friend's SpotMe limit. When you give a boost, they can boost you back to temporarily raise your limit. Set up direct deposit in your Chime account. After a qualifying direct deposit of $200 plus, Chime will notify you to enroll in SpotMe. With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to $200 on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges overdraft fees for using SpotMe. Enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in 2 minutes at chime.com/badmoney. That's chime.com/badmoney. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here is an email we got from Emily. Hey, Gabe, I've been listening to your podcast for a while and I love it. I had a financial learning phase years ago and still give friends and family financial advice. And I appreciate that the podcast provides such diversity of topics and makes me consider new perspectives, especially the interview with Barbara Sloan about Tipped. Anyway, one subject I haven't seen you cover too deeply is the cult of American homeownership. There's a lot of pressure to buy a place rather than throwing your money away on rent. It's fine to buy if you find the right home in the right place, but as a financial investment, it's a much bigger gamble than most people think. It's only a good vehicle for savings because you have to pay your mortgage, and Americans are so bad at building assets on their own. Personally, I regret buying my condo, and so do several of my friends. Between special assessments, taxes, improvements, HOA fees, purchasing fees, and eventually staging and selling fees, I will probably break even. Condos don't appreciate the way single-family homes do, although those have their own issues, so it's harder to make money off of them. My needs changed only 4 years after buying it, so now I'm renting it out at a loss. You have to live in your home about 5 years before you start making any progress on your principal, and refinancing resets the clock. My mortgage has gone down about 20K over 7 years, and I've spent about $160K on the mortgage, HOA fees, insurance, and taxes. This is offset by rents, $18,000 a year, and tax deductions, but not enough to make me feel good about it. Being a landlord has its own stressors. I would have been much better investing my down payment, which would have grown quite a bit over the same time frame. Pretty much everyone I know who has purchased a house has also ended up with $10K to $50K surprise expenses, not to mention the family who purchased an undisclosed meth house. It's only illegal to hide this information in 19 states, and even with the law on their side, it was a year-long battle, and you have to toss all your possessions due to contamination. I'm not an expert, but I really enjoyed the book, The Wealthy Renter, which is based on the Canadian market, but has a lot of parallels. Also, many fire bloggers, example, Go Curry Cracker, I've never heard of that person, post about the real cost of buying versus renting all the time. Any of them could be an interesting interview. I think it's important to normalize renting in adulthood so people don't jump into bad decisions because of social pressure and incomplete information. Cheers, Emily. Wow, Emily, I don't know if you sent that email before or after our latest episode with Money with Katie, but yeah, we get into that with her pretty heavily. Thank you so much to everyone for their support about that episode, by the way. So many people have been really kind in the Discord, especially about it. I really appreciate everyone saying such nice things. Okay, this is an email from Lex. What do you think? An article on renting. Maybe the world will change if we had the same idea. Please share. My name is Alexis. I'm 30 and I wrote this, but I don't have much of a following. Maybe the Deadbeats would like to hear it. And then the Deadbeats is what we used to call you guys on this show a long time ago, but I stopped using that phrase. So if you have an idea for what to call the fans of this show, let me know. So this article is called, Is Renting Normal? Is the Future Possibly Kids in Homes with Friends for Development? Psychology Today has discovered the emotional distress caused by having temporary shelter like renting. The promise of possibility of losing your home no longer gives healthy incentive to work, but instead gives depression and low self-esteem, among any other negative side effects. In the dynamic of our beautiful families, it becomes more and more apparent of the necessity of being able to call a place your own. It stems from our external environment giving us permission to have such things and being seen by our loved ones as such. This really dovetails with Emily's email about whether you should rent or buy and what that means and like how you view yourself being so tied up in that. In our hearts and minds, we feel well-deserving of a permanent safe shelter that is aligned with our true needs and also supports our ability to be productive and healthy. Do you imagine any kid should have to prove themselves worthy? We have elderly working in America who simply deserve to rest instead of rent. It's toxic. Our teens deserve more, you and everyone else. Do you believe in our ability to maintain a clean, safe place to be? The idea that we have to be threatened to be productive feels extreme and lacking genuine understanding about housing and community. Well, thank you so much for writing that in, Alexis. It's funny that we also had an email about a very similar thing. You know, I have family members who rent and they make a good living. And I always assumed that they owned their home. But it turns out that they want to have the flexibility of being able to leave. They want to have the flexibility of being able to find a place with smaller rent if they need to. So it doesn't necessarily indicate the same thing it used to. If you did listen to that episode that we did with Katie Gotti-Tussin, you know that owning a home has its own problems.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Okay, here is an email from Sam. Hey, Gabe, I changed my name for trans reasons in 2021 in Nevada. The name change itself cost $281.60, and I ordered 3 certified copies for $12.32 total. My entire name change was done online, and there was no requirement to post in the newspaper since I changed it for gender reasons. There was no charge to change my name with Social Security, and I paid $8.25 to update my driver's license. I still haven't updated things like my birth certificate, $35 to change, plus $25 to $30 per copy, my passport, $130 to renew, and or my kid's birth certificate, $45 to change and get one copy. All total, it'll be around $542.17 when I get everything updated. Hope this information helps, Sam. Thank you, Sam. It does help because I did ask people to write in with specifics about their states. If you want to write in with any specifics about name changing in your state, I would really appreciate it. Information, the better, especially if you're trans, but even if you just changed your name for any other reason. It is interesting that you had to change your name on your child's birth certificate. I'd never thought of that before. If anyone else has had that experience, please write in because obviously I don't have kids, so that's nothing that I've contended with. But it didn't occur to me that you might want to change it on not just your own birth certificate, but on your kid's birth certificate too. And I wonder what the point of that would be other than, like, is there a legal reason where, like, at some point you might not be seen as the legal parent to your child because your name is incorrect on the birth certificate? Right in. That's interesting. I wonder if we could get all 50 states and then everyone would have information for every state on what it costs to get your name changed. Also, yes, it's the same in California where if you change your gender marker, you don't also have to publish it in the newspaper. And I wonder if that's the case in other states. So if you live somewhere we haven't yet talked about, or even if you do and you have your own experience, it never hurts to have more information. Well, thank you so much to everyone who wrote in. You can email at gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. You can also leave a comment on BWM Pod on Instagram. Also DM me on BWM Pod on Instagram. You can also DM me at Gabe S. Dunn on Instagram. And the Discord, I will leave a link to the Discord below. Send a voice memo, even if you think it's going to be too long. I love the long ones and we do cut them down. So don't worry about that. Thank you so much to everyone for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with a brand new episode. And I hope that you enjoyed our Tuesday episode from this week because it was pretty vulnerable. So yeah. And also, Melissa, my producer, and I are making an independent, 100% funded, independent funded film. It's a T for T movie, a trans for trans movie. And we are fundraising it for our entirely like queer and BIPOC crew and producers. And so if you go to paypal.me/youandmefilm, you can pay a dollar. Even a dollar would help. If you want to go to Venmo or Cash App, you can do Gabe S. Dunn there. I swear to God, like if all of you send $1, that would be extremely helpful. And you can go to Instagram to see more at youandmefilm on Instagram. So I'm really excited and we're literally just crowdfunding right now to make up all the costs. So please, 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 any help you can give us would be fantastic. Okay, I love you guys. Bye. Bad With Money with Gabe Shane Dunn is a production of Noted Bisexual, produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond Imprint Productions, edited by Diane King, post-production sound by Coco Lorenz, and music by Mike Kaplan, Zach Sherwin, and Jack Dolgen, as sung by Sam Barbera. Thank you, love.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Love you. Bye.